The first question was, how would you regulate broadband internet?
Broadband internet is on the come up. It's not there yet, but it's on its way there.
I agree. Completely.
Would you add anything?
No, because I'm one of those people, you add one thing, you gotta add everything, so... No.
It'll be there.
Yeah, but no.
In the future, broadband internet will be there. It's not there yet, but in the future, it'll be in control.
Everything.
Not everybody's in tune with the broadband internet yet.
Not everybody will until everything is quote-unquote broadband.
How would you regulate broadband internet?
How would I regulate broadband? What do you mean by regulate?
Control it. Modify it. Change it.
I would make it so it's much more efficient than it is now. It's way too, you know, lose connections all the time. I don't like that.
How would you regulate broadband internet?
Depending on the location. Are you asking speed or... Just
name all the regulations you do.
Broadband in general. I think it's great, according to, you know, wireless, you know, with local area networks and whatnot. I think it's great. Allows access to quite a lot of material.
All right, what about those other questions? Like, how would you regulate broadband internet?
Regulate broadband internet? I wouldn't regulate it. I wouldn't regulate it at all.
Okay,
I mean,
right,
it's just
left,
like...
Left, right, middle.
Straight.
What's up?
What's up? What up, man?
What's up? We're going to Brothers.
What
is with this thing?
It's an internet radio show. You want to ask some questions?
Yeah.
Yes, I will answer questions.
How would you regulate broadband internet?
How would I regulate broadband internet? I don't think I would regulate it at all. I think the internet needs to be open to everybody.
I have no idea. That's all.
Yes.
Yes.
What's this?
All right. How would you regulate broadband internet?
Who?
I wouldn't regulate it.
All right. How would you regulate broadband
check,
internet?
Mic check. I would regulate it by, hold on, let me use Lifeline right here.
Regulate what?
Broadband internet.
Broadband internet.
It's a media flag.
That's a very hard question.
In what respect are we talking?
Whatever. Any way you would. You wouldn't?
Regulate it, meaning...
Broadband internet.
Whatever you think.
Content.
Sure.
User
ability, what services you can have, the speed, caps.
Well, what I would do...
Price? I mean, anything.
Probably change the price. Lower it. There's so much competition. You know what I mean? You got SDSL, DSL.
All these should be available for anyone.
Yeah, totally.
I think it should be available to everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's going on?
Oh, and I think it's up to those individuals. If they want security, they should be responsible for it.
I don't think anyone should regulate the internet. I think the concept of the internet was originally revolved around the idea that nobody was regulating it. I think that it was an exciting new medium for information for people that were excited about a medium of information that wasn't regulated. So when you start regulating the internet, it becomes just like every other medium for information, and it loses what was special about it, and eventually it'll become extremely unexciting if that's the feature of the internet. So that's what I would say about it.
Excellent.
Questions?
It'd be a joyous meal.
How would you regulate broadband internet?
I don't know.
Well, that's fine.
What's up with that?
A show not hosted by
Ryan Hill?
Yeah. How would you regulate broadband internet?
Let it go!
Yeah, I want to hear about it.
Right. What you got, man? What you got?
How would you regulate broadband internet?
How'd I regulate it? I don't regulate it, man. I let it free for everybody. Everyone should be able to use that shit.
Yeah,
As possible, download as much fucking music, porn, as much shit as they can download as fast as possible, dude. For free, independent, not spend shit on that.
There you go.
That's what I think.
Yeah, what you got?
All right, how would you regulate broadband internet?
Pandora's the best thing.
Shit, I don't know.
There's nothing right or wrong.
No, but I don't know.
How would you regulate broadband internet?
How would I? I wouldn't.
No need to.
No.
What's clogging your system?
Porn.
Alcohol. I don't know. What's clogging my... Did you say clogging system?
Mm-hmm. I think he's talking about computers.
Oh. Or your body system, or the traffic system, or the governmental system, or...
Whatever system is clogging you.
Political
system. So what about you?
Politics.
Whatever system is clogging me. Yes, alcohol.
If Obama legalizes weed, he's my man.
There you go.
But you know what? I don't think he will.
You can't legalize weed, man.
Not yet. Maybe soon.
You know what? If he did, I got his vote.
There you go.
I'm sorry about that, bro.
There's too many people. McCain, Obama, they're on one ticket now.
No. No.
McCain and Obama?
No.
They said, you know what? Forget these bipartisanness party.
That would be awesome, but that vote is not what happened.
Because I want Obama. And if Obama says, you know what, I'll legalize weed because I know
but
he used to
in
be
either case, I don't think McCain's the right guy for the job.
I'm sorry, but Obama was a drug dealer before he became.
You think?
I know he was.
Did you buy weed from Obama?
I wish I did, but I never did.
Did you buy some of that Turkish shit?
What's clogging your system?
Clogging. People stealing the internet, man. That sucks. I don't like that.
They're stealing your bandwidth?
They are. They're stealing it. I don't appreciate that.
What's clogging your system?
The everything around here.
Porno.
Yes. Yes, pornography.
My computer system.
Or your body, or the traffic, or the governmental, or the local bureaucratic.
Marijuana.
Republicans are blocking everything. That's awesome.
Republicans, marijuana, pornography. That's 1, 2, and 3 right there. In
but mostly
order.
Republicans.
What's clogging your system?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with it. Broadband?
No, clogging. Your system.
My system? Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with my system.
Yeah?
No.
Spyware, viruses?
No.
Diseases?
No, you gotta be... No, you can't be doing nothing that.
What's clogging your system?
Fucking the troll.
10 Cent Wings at Brothers on Wednesday night. That clogs my system.
Boost. It's totally boost.
It doesn't clog your system at all.
I have a troll who puts a hole. Never mind.
What's clogging your system?
Ah, my colon.
What's clogging your system?
Shitty, greasy food for my sorority house.
What's clogging your system?
Like personally or over the internet?
Both.
I ate a lot of vegetables, and I haven't been eating vegetables recently, and I've been trying to get on this health diet, but you know what? Does eating a lot of vegetables clog your shitter?
Damn, what's clogging your system right now?
I've been eating a hell of vegetables recently. I'm on a fucking health, like, hey, little, you know.
Spicy Slim Jims. Hey, snap into a Slim Jim, baby.
I've been eating like hella cantaloupe and hella all these vegetables, crazy vegetables. I spent $277 goddamn dollars at Walmart on vegetables.
You gotta eat pistachios for that fiber though.
I heard pistachios are what's up.
Well, I got a fiber bar. I eat fiber anyway.
I don't know nothing about no fucking like, you know, all that shit right now.
You don't? It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Oh yeah.
And you could probably burn
say, man,
bad
you got a joint.
What's clogging your system?
What's clogging my system? A lot of Qdoba, and also random spam messages in my inbox.
Even though I have
Gmail.
Actually, the flu that I just had this week completely unclogged it, so I'm great. Yeah.
What's clogging your system?
Too much beer.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
What's clogging your system?
Clogging my system? What system?
What comes to mind? All of them.
What's clogging? Man, so much is clogging my system right now. Primarily my classes are clogging my system. That's what I say about that. Also, I'll say right now is my...
What's clogging your system?
Pornos!
No doubt.
You want to answer questions internet radio show about that number? You want to ask questions internet radio show? You want to ask questions internet radio show? McCain, Obama, Obama's voicemail. What do you say?
McCain or Obama?
Both.
Both at the
yeah,
same
time. Like you call at the, well, I mean, it could be different times or at the same time. Yeah, you get a mutual voicemail. What do you say?
Voicemail. I'd say do a good job. Don't screw anything up. I'm tired of living underneath this hellhole.
Don't raise taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I don't really care about the taxes as long as they come back to us. I mean, we're at the point in our lives where Social Security means a lot to us. We're paying for it, but we're probably not going to get anything back, so that's a big issue.
Good call. Good call.
You get McCain, Obama, Obama, McCain's voicemail. What do you say?
I say Obama.
I say Obama.
Vote for House.
But furthermore, I love Obama. That's all I can.
You get McCain, Obama, Obama's voicemail. What do you say?
Oh, I love Obama. Go Obama.
I totally want to get on that.
What? What?
I love
go
Obama.
Obama.
Obama,
what?
I would get on that.
Go
I would
Obama.
Totally get on that.
He's a terrorist in disguise.
You're not about Obama. Obama.
What's wrong with you?
You're going to get, no, you're going to get, no.
McKinley is a hot vice president. Fuck her. She's stupid and
no,
her daughter's pregnant.
No, bullshit. No, you're going to, no, I,
dude,
I know.
Let's go Obama. No. Obama.
All right, real quick.
You're going to get educated. You're going to make more money. The higher tax, you're going to make more money. You're going to be a higher tax bracket. You're going to be taxed the shit out of. And you're going to be paying for the lower class to be educated for the rest of your life. Out of your money. The money's going to come out of your income.
Workers and teachers. That's where my family comes from. I'm the only smart person in my family.
Bullshit. You're going to be in the upper. No, you got a fucking
smart person in my family.
You got a degree. You have a degree.
Okay, that brings us to the next question, just to break this up. You get McCain, Obama, Obama, McCain's voicemail. What do you say?
Man. Obama. Obama.
This is the media collective.
Obama, ya mama. Fuck a McCain. Obama, all day, every day.
All the college students are rooting for Obama. Fuck McCain.
Voicemail, I get McCain, you know, again, I'm probably saying, you know, patriotic and whatnot, you know, talking about the country, you know, and then you get Barack, you know, his voicemail is straight voicemail of change, all about change and reform. That's his voicemail. Hi, this is Barack Obama, running for president, and we're going to change this country and everything about it. Leave a message after the beep.
You get McCain, Obama, Obama's voicemail. What do you say?
On Obama's voicemail?
It's a joint voicemail for both of them.
Get your fucking acts together. I don't know who to vote for. I'm over it.
You get McCain, Obama, Obama, McCain's voicemail. What do you say?
I get McCain's voicemail, and, you know, I think I would just have to not leave a message. I would have to be that guy who calls and doesn't leave a message. If I get Obama's, it would definitely be a rock on.
If I got McCain's, I would probably just put the phone back in my pocket and, like, leave a long, long, random, like, nothingness, just so he would have to listen to the whole thing. And then Obama would be a rock on as well, yeah.
Okay, you get McCain, Obama, Obama's voicemail. What do you say?
What the fuck?
You get McCain, Obama, Obama, McCain's voicemail. What do you say?
McCain, I'd say, man, you're a douchebag. Get out of there before you fuck more shit up. Bush seems like a nice guy. I really feel like Bush is a nice guy. And I feel like his administration and his cabinet was populated by people who are a lot smarter than him and a lot bigger assholes than him. And he wound up in way over his head, and he's going to look back on this now and say, what the fuck happened? Because I feel like he has a good heart. He has a nice smile, and I don't have any judgment of him. I just think he's a dumbass. McCain, same thing. Get out before you get in way over your head. There's a lot of really powerful interests that have a lot of things planned out for you. Things that you're not going to be able to get out of, and you're going to fuck more shit up. It's just already so fucked up. Obama, I'd say, I'm skeptical of you, but I'm hopeful of you at the same time. And,
is there anything in there?
Yes.
And you have a lot of really young people and a lot of people that are really excited for you.
Flipping on.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go with you.
Oh, hey, man, no! It's in there!
You don't know this man. He's a good man. He's everywhere. I say, Obama, you have a lot of young people and a lot of people who are really excited about you and excited about politics for the first time. Please represent us and don't represent the other interests that are traditionally represented by people in your position. There's a lot of people that will lose a lot of hope if you lose hope in us. So please represent us and not the people that you're going to be tempted to.
You call McCain, Obama, Obama, McCain, and you get their joint voicemail. What do you say?
What are you doing for me?
Fuck the corporate world, bitch.
Hey, I like your thought, bro.
You get McCain Obama, Obama McCain's voicemail. What do you say?
No more pornos!
You just got McCain Obama, Obama's voicemail. What do you say?
What does the voicemail say?
Hey, you've reached McCain Obama, Obama McCain. Leave a message.
Obama and McCain?
It's their joint voicemail.
Oh, they're a bunch of assholes.
That's what you'd say?
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
You called McCain Obama, Obama McCain, and you get their voicemail. What do you say?
I call him a piece of shit and he's worthless. I call him fucking worthless, what I call him.
What do you say to Obama or McCain?
What do you say to who?
I say, McCain, you're a good-ass war veteran hero, but guess what? You don't know shit either because you're old as fuck, and you're way too old for our goddamn system to work. You need to talk to Ron fucking Paul. Ron Paul will run that shit right. He'll tell you who the fuck is in charge. He'll tell you what needs to happen in this goddamn country, and you know what?
Yeah, I got your shit.
Bush and McNegro, whatever the fuck his name is, doesn't matter. Celebrity? Is he a celebrity or is he a fucking politician? Because I never heard of him before. And he is worthless.
Yeah. Hey, yo, here's what I got to say for it, man. John McCain, you a bitch. Barack Obama, man, keep doing your thing, dog.
All right, excellent.
And on that note, smoke
hey, thanks.
If you don't, you should anyway.
Have a good one.
All I got to say is John McCain, he's a war hero. I could admire the fucking courage. I can admire the courage, the optimism, but he stooped to a whole new level in the last few days, and I really feel like he should be way above that, especially in the days leading up to and the day of 9/11. Calling Obama out on some fucking weak ass shit is not what is called for in this point of time in this election, and I pity him for that. Obama, I feel like, has a real chance to really, in the next 8 years, do what's good for this country of ours, the United States of America. Obama and Biden, I'll call out on that.
What is this?
This internet radio show? You want to ask some questions, internet radio show?
No?
Okay, we'll hit you on your way back.
Yeah, I know.
You want to ask questions, internet radio show?
No.
I don't know if he said hell no.
Yeah, he did. He goes hell no.
I suppose your dad thinks hell no.
One guy you had.
What would your parents change about your education?
What is it?
They would ask for me to graduate.
It's about the same thing.
I know.
Graduate,
baby. No. What would your parents change about your education?
I changed everything. That's why you're here.
Your parents, not you.
The parents is what sent his
they
ass
would,
here.
They would make me stay in college.
Give me more money. Give me more money.
All right, well, this is the website. It'll be on. You're the same. Have a good night. Thanks. Yeah, have a good one. See you later.
That's a good place to come. You ask.
Hey, this is the website it'll be on. There's two cards. I don't know. You're all together there.
Definitely.
You good? You need one?
Nah.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a good night. Thank you. You want to ask questions, internet radio show?
No. Sorry.
You want to ask real quick? No, anyone?
But
okay.
Those guys are making me try to like the Ducks.
They'll do that.
I don't like the Ducks.
No? All right. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
You're the same. What would your parents change about your education?
Would they change? Maybe the cost. It's quite expensive, especially for out-of-state people.
Right on.
Especially for out-of-state people.
This guy's right on.
Okay, what about you? How about your parents? Same question.
Probably the cost. I mean, just saying, like, the cost of education, I mean, the quality, just the professors that are there, just want to make sure that I get the right education for the amount of money that I'm spending. So, definitely.
What would your parents change about your education?
Obama being in presidential status.
Change my major, because I go to school for free.
Excellent, thank you. Have a good night. All right, you want to get going?
Yeah.
What would your parents change about your education?
I don't know.
Anything?
No.
What would you change?
Oh my God!
Hey, going to a higher class school. Yeah.
What would your parents change about your education?
They would send me to Purdue, but they would take Purdue and get the fuck out of this state and move it to someplace civilized.
Where do you think?
Probably someplace close to the water. Most likely, maybe on the East Coast or Or you know, someplace civilized.
Whoa,
besides
what are you saying?
Indiana. Next question.
What would your parents change about your education?
She wished I went to the University of Florida instead of Purdue because it's in-state.
No.
My mom loves it because I'm an engineer and she's a teacher, so she's all about.
My mom's a raging liberal.
What would your parents change about your education?
It'd be free!
What would your parents change about your education?
My parents would probably have sent me to boarding school earlier. that's about it. I think public school ruined it.
They would have integrated some sort of homosexuality into the sexual education portion of that program. Yeah, they would have.
Final thoughts?
Training on homosexuality, is that what you're saying?
Well, just safe sex with the gays.
I mean, I think you're pretty good at it right now.
I love it.
What would your parents change about your education?
They would have had me go to University of Illinois.
Anything else?
Probably better grades.
Final thoughts?
I really like your beard. Thanks. Can I braid it? Can I braid it sometime?
This is the website it'll be on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
What would your parents change about your education?
They would have some sort of plan for me as to how I'm going to make money, I think. But I don't have that, so they would have a career path.
That's what they would change.
And that's what I'm lacking, and that's what they want. So
excellent. Well, hey, thanks. Okay, right, have a good one. Thanks. Have a good one.
What would your parents change about your education?
Everything.
Name one specific thing.
Everything.
Okay.
Just everything, man.
This is the website it'll be on, The Media Collective. The Media Collective. It's a show. What's up with that? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Show not hosted.
That's Ryan Hill.
Okay.
I'm not him.
So this will be recorded.
Yeah, you have the card. Oh, there it is. It's on that website.
Hey, I broke my knee 4 weeks ago, and I'm just really concerned if McCain's going to be able to take care of me and my needs in the near future. I don't really know if he will be able to. Obama's got my best interests in mind. Holla back.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
What's that? Anything? What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, education's all right. Education's good around here.
It's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
That's the website it'll be on.
Collective?
The Media Collective. These are some misprints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did a bad run for me. But yeah. The website's on there at least, right?
What's on there?
This show.
Oh, yeah.
This last season, I did this last year as well.
Oh, yeah?
So you can listen to 28 episodes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Hey, have a good night. Thanks.
You too.
We'll do. See ya. Thanks.
Final thoughts?
Free!
All right. Hey, thanks, man. Have a good night. Appreciate it. Oh.
Thanks again. Final thoughts?
Hail Purdue.
Hi, Alfred.
All right, it'll be on there. It's the Media Collective. These are some misprinted special edition cards.
Perfect.
But that's awesome. The website.
Wait, and I have a question. Are you the Aristocrat guy?
No.
No. Do you know the Aristocrat guy?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm Zach.
What?
Zach,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You should check out The Aristocrat Guy.
I don't know who that is.
It's a movie. They made a movie.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I thought there was going to be an Aristocrat joke.
No. No. Different questions every week. So if you're out here.
Okay, perfect.
We always stand right here. So just come by. If you'll be here tomorrow morning, I'll be there. All right. We'll have new questions. Have a good night. Thanks. He's going to answer questions in a radio show.
It'll be interesting. You've never been. You're in for a trip. Right here on this block, all the bars open at 6 a.m. And everyone's dressed in like costume. It's like a big Halloween thing.
So we drink. Is there more beer at 6 a.m.?
Oh yeah. The bars are open.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're getting tagged.
There you go. We'll be safe. I'll be out here about 9.
All right.
So I'll have new questions tomorrow. Hopefully you'll say something.
Maybe.
All right. We'll definitely be out here.
Yeah, no. Well, you can always refuse. No pressure.
We'll definitely be out here, man.
All right, good deal. Well, hey, have a good night.
Final thoughts.
Like, go Republicans. I mean, save money, be conservative. Do not spend it on the lower class piece of shit that eat off of my money that I make.
Dude, I do not agree with you, sir. I'm sorry. I do not agree with you. I do not agree with you, sir. I'm sorry. I love Obama. You know, We got to make the best for our country, sir.
Fuck the Republicans. The Republicans don't know anything about education.
No, left behind. Fuck you.
The biggest problem is uneducated people voting. If you're going to vote, be educated about it, make an educated decision. Doesn't matter who you vote for, just pay attention to what's going on.
That's it. Final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? I think this is a great program you got going here.
Thanks.
Your weekly questions are great.
We'll be here tomorrow morning too.
Appreciate a new set of questions.
New set.
All right.
I might see the same people. We can't have the answer unless there was a big hit.
All right. Well, it's hard work, man. Appreciate the hard work you put into your program. And
no problem.
Takes a lot of dedication to come out here every morning and do what you gotta do.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, have a good night. Good. Hope too, I see you again.
Yeah. What you say? I got headphones. I got curly hair. What do you know?
What?
Trey!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey, I got hair!
Hey, Anastasio!
Trey!